Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalitani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Opposition moves no confidence motion against Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Home Minister Amit Shah calls cybersecurity key to national safety. Nagaland observes Safer Internet Day 2026. And Union Minister Kirti Vardhan Singh discusses ecotourism community practices in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. The opposition has given a notice of no confidence motion against Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Lok Sabha sources said opposition has submitted the notice to the Secretary General of the lower house. Sources added that the notice will be examined and processed as per the rules. Opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD and left parties, have signed a notice submitted to the Secretary General. However, TMC has not signed it. Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the National Conference on Tackling Cyber-Enabled Frauds and Dismantling the Ecosystem in New Delhi. Addressing the event, he said cybersecurity is now linked to national safety. Highlighting government initiatives to eliminate cybercrime, he noted the role of Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, I4C, under the Ministry of Home Affairs as an important platform. He added that currently 795 institutions, including banks, fintech, NBFCs and e-commerce platforms have been established and are associated with I4C. Mr. Shah stressed on the need for more awareness about cybersecurity among citizens and coordinated efforts among departments to tackling the crisis.
RBI और न्यायपालिका इस सभी साइबर अपराध को कम करने के लिए और रोकने के लिए संभवतः सभी प्रयास कर रहे हैं जब तक अलाइन नहीं करते हैं संरेखित नहीं करते हैं हम इच्छित परिणाम प्राप्त नहीं कर सकते और मुझे विश्वास है कि सीबीआई और आई4सी का ये अनेक सत्रों में बटा हुआ प्रयास और सरकार के सारे विभागों को अलाइन करने में उनके प्रयासों को संरेखित करने में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएगा.
On the occasion, the minister also inaugurated the new cybercrime branch of CBI and launched State Cybercrime Coordination Center dashboard of I4C. The two-day conference organized by the CBI in collaboration with the I4C aims to build a shared understanding of the scale, trends and evolving nature of cyber-enabled frauds in India. Nagaland today observed Safer Internet Day 2026 with programs held across districts focusing on the safe and responsible use of the internet and artificial intelligence. The programs were organized by the National Informatics Center and district administrations under the theme Smart Tech, Safe Choices, exploring the safe and responsible use of AI. Addressing the event in Kohima, EAC Imtiyan Lakke highlighted the growing importance of the internet but cautioned against risks such as cyberbullying, misinformation, deepfakes and online fraud. She stressed the need for digital literacy and responsible use of technology and artificial intelligence in daily life. In Dimapur, EAC Imli Jungla Lemter emphasized upon using AI responsibly to improve efficiency in the workplace. However, she warned against replacing human judgment and critical thinking and urged participants to remain mindful of sharing personal data online. In Zinheboto, Additional Deputy Commissioner Tiamarin Chang called upon citizens, especially the youth, to ensure ethical use of digital platforms and AI to contribute positively to society. During the programs, participants were briefed on common cyber threats, preventive measures and ways to report cyber crimes through the National Helpline 1930, the portal cybercrime.gov.in or at police stations. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change and External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, met with Nagaland's Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temjan Imna Along, in Kohima today. The two leaders discussed on ecotourism as well as forest and wildlife management. Mr. Singh also met officers of the Nagaland Forest Department and appreciated their effective use of GIS for mapping and monitoring. They also shared valuable insights, particularly on community-level practices in the state. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. On World Pulses Day today, Tourism Minister Temjin Imna Along highlighted Nagaland's traditional jhum farming, where maize is grown with pulses and beans in mixed cropping systems, which has been practiced for generations. He said the crops help maintain soil fertility naturally, support largely chemical-free farming, and are well-suited to the fragile hill ecology. The minister hailed the wisdom of Naga farmers, saying their age-old practices reflect sustainability long before it became a global focus. The Lok Sabha has also taken up discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Initiating the discussion today, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor criticized the budget, saying that the government spending has reduced and tax receipts have remained flat. He alleged that this budget has more shift on tax burden on individual payers rather than corporates.
Vision is severed from reality. It ceases to be aspiration and becomes merely an illusion. A truly Viksit Bharat will not be built on slogans, not built on speeches or symbolism, but on delivery that reaches the last citizen of India. Turning promises into outcomes is not a favour. It is not a choice. It is our kartavya. It is your kartavya, may I say to the government.
Aparajita Sarangi of BJP said the budget reflects commitment, conviction and consistency of the government. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha also resumed the discussion on the union budget. Participating in the discussion, Shiv Sena MP Milind Deora said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability." Kanimozi NVN Somu of DMK termed the budget as anti-poor, saying it is detached from the country's economic realities. A 7-day training program on scientific beekeeping is underway at the School of Agricultural Sciences, Nagaland University, with the aim to promote ecological awareness and support sustainable livelihoods. Speaking at the inaugural program, Chairman of the Nagaland Beekeeping and Honey Mission, NBHM, Obed Quinker, stressed the vital role of bees in ecology and biodiversity and highlighted NBHM's focus on promoting native bee species, particularly Apis cerana. He also stressed the urgent need for scientific data generation in Nagaland, pointing to the lack of adequate scientific data on beekeeping and pollinators in the state. The training is being attended by 25 participants from Noklak, Nirhima and Mazipema, and it will continue till the 15th of February. The Dimapur District Administration has directed all coaching centres to mandatorily apply for registration by February 18th. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur, Tinojong Shi Chang, noted that as per the registration and regulations of coaching centres issued by Higher and Technical Department, any establishment providing tuition, instructions or guidance to more than 20 students for any academic programme or competitive examinations must be registered. Centres with multiple branches must submit separate applications for each branch. Registration forms will be available at the Deputy Commissioner's office from tomorrow. And in cricket, Nagaland Eves went down to Sikkim in the Senior Women's One Day Trophy plate match played today in Bhubaneswar. After Sikkim won the toss and opted to field, Nagaland were bowled out for 148. Sikkim successfully chased down the target with 8 wickets to spare. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Opposition moves no confidence motion against Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Home Minister Amit Shah calls cyber security key to national safety. Nagaland observes Safer Internet Day 2026. And Union Minister Kirti Bardhan Singh discusses ecotourism community practices in Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.